Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 99, recorded on September 16th, 2012.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I was waiting for that. And I'm Eric Fullerton. And with us today, we have Josh here with us.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
What's up, Josh?
How's it going? Josh,
I'm doing great.
SDH. What is SDH?
It's the rest of my name. So I'm real bad at coming on with online identity. So it's Josh, Sebastian, Dimitri, and then my last name.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of names. Okay.
That's a lot of names.
He didn't want to say Hussein.
Damn it, you found me.
So we know you from MineCon. Or not MineCon, what am I saying?
MineCon and PlayOnCon.
The redneck MineCon.
Right.
Do we call it, is that the proper term?
That was a blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, if people don't know, they can find Josh in many places. YouTube.com/JoshSDH. Yep. Twitter.com/JoshSDH. And then, yep, of course, twitch.tv/JoshSDH. One Josh, not
that's
two.
Trifecta.
Yeah, awesome. And I like here in the show notes, you put what goes here under the guest intro notes.
It's like, I don't know what to put there.
No one does.
We
Everybody
don't either.
Keeps it blank.
Yeah.
We put it there just in case. In case you want to remember.
I should have filled out like this really long biography that made no sense.
Nice.
Oh, I missed a chance.
That would have been sweet. Speaking of, why don't you give us a long biography? Tell us like what you're doing on your channel, basically.
So I do a lot more streaming lately than anything. Minecraft, a lot of Guild Wars 2 lately, and DayZ are my big ones. Sorry if you hear the dogs in the background. They're going nuts. On YouTube, mostly Minecraft videos. I have an ongoing series where I'll film like 10 videos and never post them for about 6 months called Kangaroo Island, where a bunch of us, a bunch of people in the chat room, will play together and just goof around on a different map. We keep changing up. Right now, we are all hanging out in Seth Bling's Sky Grid.
Oh, yes. Nice. That's a good place.
That is a good place.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun for SMP.
Yeah.
Except they're good. Do you get to a point in that where like you've made your big enough platform, it's just a matter of building out to where you want to go, and then like there's this exploration into the Sky Grid?
Yeah, once you hit that point, and we did that on the first island we started on, we just decide, okay, let's make an arbitrary story reason and start a new map.
Yeah.
So I can, and I'll let you all be the first to know. Even the people who are on Kangaroo Island don't know it. The next island we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a Tekkit server.
Nice.
Okay.
So that'll be our next big island, which I know Adam's probably in the chat. He's going to go nuts for that. So I'm excited.
Tekkit to the limit. Wait.
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah.
When are we ever going to get Tekkit going?
I don't know.
Tonight.
Tonight.
No, not tonight. We gotta.
Yeah.
We can't do anything tonight.
Yeah.
What would you say, Josh, for like some sort of like a intro to Tekkit? It sounds so complicated that we just never want to get into it.
That's why I haven't done it. I have never even touched it. I just know that people like watching it and it looks like stupid fun. So I'm gonna ask someone else who's smarter than me to set it up.
That's what we need, I guess. Okay.
Well, and we have a one button that we can click and turn our server into a Tekkit server.
Oh yeah.
Like, and actually, Lethal Drive has a thing on their site, and I don't know why I'm like pimping this out because it's not like they give us anything. this is bitterness from not going to MineCon this year. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Completely, jerks. Anyway, on the front of their site, you can get 6 hours of like a free server. So maybe we should just start doing that when we want to play like Tekkit. We go, 6 hour free server, go in, hit Tekkit, play.
I didn't know about that.
Let it die. Cool. Hmm. Well, that seems odd. Like, wouldn't you just
streams?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't save the map. Is the only thing, right?
Yeah, you'd have to find some way to download the map. Of course, you could just use one of those map downloader things.
Oh, like while you're playing or something?
Yeah,
yeah, we can find a way to use their service for free.
This
will help our But if you want to send us to MineCon, we'll remove any talk
any message of this.
It balances it out. My server is a Lethal Drive server, so that bounce. See, one of us is paying. It works.
Nice, okay. Good.
Nice. I actually paid because my son has his own server, which I thought was going to be free, but apparently I got a bill, and so I was like, disappoint my son or pay the, you know, the $3 for the server or whatever cheap. Because they have some cheap servers.
Yeah.
And price-wise.
True.
It sounds like an ad almost, doesn't it?
Yeah. A very awkward ad, I guess.
Yeah. Like, they would be so happy about the ad. Like, probably a phone call to say, can we discuss maybe what how y'all are going to talk about us in the future? And be like, I don't know. Are we going to MineCon?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like it.
A little bit like that.
So what we got here?
We've got a bunch of sponsors.
Sponsors.
People who are trying to get us to MineCon more so than Lethal Drive.
All right.
Every single one of these people is trying harder than Lethal Drive. Is that too much?
I think you've gone too far.
And what I'm saying here is if you have your own, like Cole's World, like Cole's 2, whatever, don't y'all want to be involved this year?
Oh, yeah.
Just call us. Anyway,
just call us.
These are the amazing folks that we love. The first one here is Caboose117, who said,
hold on, I'm having technical difficulties.
$10 to sponsor? Must choose my words carefully. I think. And then our next sponsor is Caboose117, who says,
damn, ran out of room.
I like that. We'll have to make that form shorter. Live your own. Yeah. And then Sneaky Slaps, who says,
you guys played my map. Also, look behind you. Oh, he's referring to this guy.
Oh!
Sneaky Slaps.
And then Aztec Consulting, who says,
thanks, Josh SDH, for opening the door to live streaming. You opened the door?
Nice.
Apparently. Now, yeah, Aztec's awesome. I started doing it and talked to him about it and said, hey, why don't you come join? But, you know, I was watching other streamers, too, so I can't take any of the credit for that. But he's a super supporter.
Very cool.
That's awesome. We love
Aztec. Awesome.
Speaking of super supporting, he supported us twice this week with the next one where he says,
thanks to the Minecraft community and this great show.
I'm not sure if he was talking about the Shaft or
I think he's
what he was
something
watching
on TV
currently.
Watching some Cheers or something.
And then Brocky 8 Cube. Who says,
so close to episode 100. I can almost taste it.
Taste it. That sounded like a Ren and Stimpy impersonation.
I was actually going more for Zim.
Oh. That's probably the same guy, right?
No.
Doesn't do the voice?
No.
Not the same voice?
No. Nope.
Nothing at all.
And episode 100 would be a good choice because it's high in fiber.
It is high in fiber, low in fat.
Yes. And it's good for your cholesterol.
Yeah, it's good for the colon.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess we can tell people we'll be streaming out the interview portion of it tomorrow morning when we record it.
Yeah, super early. Probably not really for Americans. Maybe early
Americans. Early Americans.
Like colonials.
Yeah, colonial times. Maybe Indians.
Yeah, this would be great for Europeans, though.
Native Americans.
It'll be like, what time is it going to be? Okay, it's going to be at 7 a.m. Central on Monday.
Or 2 p.m. In Sweden and Rome.
Rome, yeah. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be great. So we're going to just have a ton of Europeans and maybe Australians. What time's going to be there, you think? Is it like 12, 16 hours? Whatever. Anyway.
They have metric time.
It's like a half hour off. That's all I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Every minute is worth 10. It goes to 10 hours and every hours.
Weird over there.
Yeah. 10 hours in a day.
Yeah, I'm not sure they stole my clock.
Oh, that, no. I thought that was Egyptians.
You can't do that. We started. They like attacked our embassy because we said that joke.
Yeah,
so
that's
we gotta take that joke. Oh, look,
wow.
Egyptians aren't really thieves. Okay,
yeah.
So quit taking down the embassy. Okay, we were joking. It was a joke.
We're just jokesters.
Okay, so speaking of servers, because that's what we're talking about. Yeah. We have two server sponsorships this week. The first one is our good friend, The Lord Bones, at youtube.com/TheLordBones, where they do weekly Minecraft videos, currently Rising of the Pharaoh and Tunnels Through Time later on in the week. So go check that out at youtube.com/TheLordBones.
Tunnels Through Time, is it like a time traveling map?
Back in time! Okay. Anyway. We also got SSSMinecraft.com, which is a hard survival server without theft, grief, and PvP.
So that's without PvP.
Is it?
Yes. I just want to make sure it's without theft, it is without grief, and it is without PvP.
Is that where you went to play earlier, Eric?
SSS
Minecraft.
Yep.
.com.
Minecraft. SSS. 3S's Minecraft.com.
So go check that out.
Yes.
And so on with our journeys.
Oh, yeah. The journey.
So, Josh, what have you been up to this week?
Let's see. The biggest thing in the Minecraft world was last night I reset my server. For anyone who's ever played on my servers, I typically will open up when I'm streaming and have people join in. I'll set up different venture maps or anything, but I also never keep them for more than like 4 days. So last night we spent about 6 hours building a new spawn city, which I'm going to world edit from now on and keep on all of my new servers. That was the promise I made folks who put all the work into building it.
Nice.
So we built everything legit too. That's the other thing. So we built this giant stone brick wall, and it took forever just to dig the stone. And so I felt bad always deleting it on people. So we're going to keep it, and that's going to be our spawn city for the foreseeable future.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
What's your hammer, folks? How about you, Eric?
Okay, so I've been working nonstop on this video.
The Tale of the Iron Golem.
Yeah, The Tale of the Iron Golem.
So any voice work?
No. Actually, the voice work it was completely done by the Crystal Crow.
Oh,
she. Thanks, I think she used to do thanks radio. Well, I needed a female voice. I've heard your female voice, Brent.
The Tale of the Iron Golem.
Sounds like Santa Claus with emphysema. So I'm working on all the visuals. Now, this story was written by Astragali. Now, I think maybe Astragali had maybe gotten a little bit of writing help as well from Crystal Crow. I have to make sure before I do the credits. I want to get everybody their stuff. So anyway, so this basically the lore behind the Iron Golem, how he came to be, how he was introduced into Minecraft. And it's about a 3-minute video. It's not a music video. It's more of a... Well, you'll just wait and see. It's pretty wild and wacky. It's out there. And hopefully this will be out next week as well. Every day I'm working on it, and I'm getting really close. And also, that is correct. Crystal and I wrote it together. A little note from Astra. Yay for the Iron Golem.
Yay!
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 Yay.
And... No.
What?
Okay, Wes, what did you do this
week? I've been editing the footage we got from Eep last week for the library travel, and I should be getting that out this week. Had some mix-up over the files and didn't have the files I needed, but I have them now. And then the second thing I did was I got on with Rob Moran the other night. And
you got
did,
it on.
I did.
You got it
and
on.
I was on there with Roman and other people, and we were doing some... He was running an RPG in Minecraft. So, like, we all had powers. So, like, I started off as a warrior, and I had, like, a knockback thing. And basically, it was this item, and if I used it, it pushed everybody away from me.
Ooh.
And then I also had a flying leap. So, if I had a pair of boots, and if I used them, if I right-clicked on them, I would, like, jump, like, 4 or 5 squares.
Wow. So, is this, like, turn-based?
It is turn-based. Like, everything was mapped, and the whole map was done in a grid. So, like, even walking through the grass, you could see the grid lines to walk. Right. So it was done, you know, kind of, you know, I got to move 3 spaces every movement round.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was fun. The only problem was Rob didn't hit record.
Oh no.
Or there was some kind of recording error, so it all got lost. But that's okay. He wants to do it again, and I might be involved in the next one. Okay. And I actually think it would be better if we did it again, because we were all kind of like bumbling through it.
Yeah.
And I think we need to start over again.
And what is this called again?
He didn't give it a name.
Okay.
It was just we were just doing some role playing, but I was in a party. There was a wizard who had fireball spells that he could throw.
There was a
bard who just had tons and tons of items to use, and then there was a what else was there? I can't remember the last class right now.
Wow,
there was a paladin. Cool. There was a paladin. So
Pally.
Yep.
Mm. Wow, crazy. Is he making use of the command block and stuff?
No. Okay. This was all done with a modded server. So, like, you know, the items had special things they could do and stuff like that.
Okay.
But some other people designed the map, and they were, like, the NPCs and stuff. And so it was funny because, like, we started the game, and he's like, okay, stop. You know, and I look over, and I'm like, oh, look, there's some bandits over there. They're going to attack us. He goes, you're not supposed to see those yet.
Nice.
But it was fun, and we had a good time, and it's always good hanging out with Rob and Roman. And, yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Excellent.
Very cool.
So what's up with old Branty Jones?
Oh, same old stuff. Been playing with my son a lot. He's been making a huge castle on his world, but other thing he wanted to do was make his own texture pack, and I'm like, that may be kind of above my pay grade here. I'm not sure.
I can't imagine it's that difficult.
It's easy.
I figure the texture pack's not horribly hard. Like, probably just recolor some images, right?
Just a PNG. Yeah.
But he wanted to what he wanted to do was make a chicken into a penguin. And I was like, that sounds like model work. Yeah. And he's like, well, no, I just want to, you know, recolor it, you know, white and black. So it's like a penguin. And I'm like, I you got me on that one. I don't know. Why don't you check Google? So he did. He comes up and says, hey, Dad, look, I made a texture pack with a penguin in it. And like, he's like, look, that's this and that. And he's showing me all the stuff. And everything's all painted differently. And sure enough, there's a chicken that's black and white. And I'm like... I'm like, wow, this just shows that not that I'm stupid, but the kids these days.
They're going to stop asking parents, and they're just going to Google it instead.
Yeah, well, why ask a parent when you've got Google, right?
Yeah, the parents could be Google, like, let me Google that for you.
Should I drink and drive, you know? Questions we had to ask when we were kids.
Man.
But anyway, I was like, well, how did you do that? And apparently Painterly Pack has a customizer on their site where you can go in and check all these options, and we can add it to the show notes and the sightings, but it's painterlypack.net/customizer.php. Mm-hmm. And there just happens to be an option in there that's like, you know, make your chickens into penguins or whatever.
What?
Like, just, and so he found it, you know, searching for basically how to make penguins in Minecraft.
Cool.
Anyway,
so there it switches the model out.
It just paints it differently.
Okay. Just gotcha. Texture. Okay.
Yeah. And so he also changed the color of like everything else. So basically, if you want to make your own texture pack real fast, Painterly has an easy way to do it.
Well, that's
so
cool.
That is cool.
I thought that was very cool too.
Well, one little thing I noticed this week that was real frustrating while I was trying to make this video was I didn't realize how hard it was to breed a villager, because I needed a little child in the video. So I ended up modeling it in 3D and animating it instead. But like, you have to build a breeding house. The more doors you have to your house, the more ratio or the better a chance for breeding, and all these rules that I didn't really realize. So I'm looking around like, just tell me how to spawn a children like
spawn
child.
Children.
Ding 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 ding. Nope, there's no way to do it. There's no mod to do it out of the billions and trillions of that's exactly what I keep telling myself. So if anybody knows,
did you ask Ron?
Ron?
I bet he knows.
Ron Smalek? No, yeah. I didn't actually.
Because I bet to make some of the maps, he needed kids. And
well, he was shipping them in with mine carts. Remember to move them from city to city?
Yeah, that was before the spawner eggs.
Right. And now, of course, you can spawn a villager. You can spawn a different class of villager, but you just can't spawn a kid that I know of.
Huh.
So that's really frustrating. Anyway.
Huh.
Anyway.
Well, that's news to me.
Yes.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Oh, News.
And news today, Minecon tickets go on sale, and they sell out fast. After months of waiting and speculation, Minecon tickets went on sale on Friday and apparently sold out within 2 hours. There's a possibility that Mojang may release more tickets at a later date, so those who weren't successful should keep an eye on the Minecon registration website. Some would-be attendees from America found that they were unable to purchase tickets, and a workaround having European friends buy tickets for them apparently didn't work.
Huh.
It's not known at present if any Americans had success in purchasing tickets. Wow.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. We will be your three Americans if you need Americans to, you know,
yeah.
Yes. Be there.
We'll be your Americans.
Yeah.
We, yes, we volunteer. Maybe yes. We can ask Notch. So, what do you have against Americans? No. Is that a bad question? Is that on the list of questions not to ask Notch? Yeah.
That should be your leadoff.
Yeah.
We just wanted to know.
Break the ice with that one.
What's up with Black Peter?
Oh,
isn't
that right.
The Christmas guy?
Yeah, Black Peter, the Christmas Santa Claus guy.
Let's see. So,
is he like a demon though and stuff? He's
yes.
All scary and he
no,
eats
he helps the Dieter. The Dieter.
The Dieter.
The demon.
No, yeah, no, yeah.
What's the demon?
No, Black Peter is a little black boy who helps Santa Claus.
Oh, I thought it was a demon Santa Claus that ate little boys.
No, I thought he helped the demon.
No. Oh. No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so.
What was the demon's name?
Dieter?
Dieter. Dieter, and that's, this is the time on,
no, that's the,
on the shaft where we like to dance.
That's the German Santa Claus. Dieter.
Dieter.
No, I don't know.
And that's why Americans aren't allowed to go.
It's called
this is correct.
Sasquatch.
Okay, Austria has the Krampus. Is that what you're thinking of?
Austria?
Yeah.
Oh my God, scary Santa? Yeah.
The Krampus is Santa's evil twin whose job it is to punish all children.
Yep.
That okay. Sounds like it.
Now, Spain, Portugal, and Italy, they have the Cogener. Are you familiar with the Cogener? The Christmas Cogener. Pooper?
What?
What?
This is not a joke.
It is
at
not
all.
Funny.
The Cogener, it was supposedly the first person who pooped the day Jesus was born.
Really?
And so, yes. Yeah, so you will find these Christmas traditions of these people in little Santa hats with their pants down pooping.
Interesting.
This is no joke.
Wow.
That explains my grandmother's collection.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy culture. So,
but then Black Peter, if I remember correctly, that was a little, it was basically Santa's slave.
Okay.
Zwarte Piet.
Yes. And he was Santa Claus's slave.
One okay. figure that has been transformed from a nasty, if not demonic, creature to a more benevolent one over the years. So he changed. He was originally a demon.
Yeah.
He was originally thought to be the devil or a devil's assistant. He would accompany Sinterklaas, St. Nicholas, during the Christmas season and threaten children who had been bad.
Yeah, so you can learn about anything if you Google it.
That's now right. He's described as a chimney sweep instead of a slave, but they still do him in blackface.
Well, yikes.
And he is often portrayed with a huge afro.
Jeez.
So, wow, we have taken a real detour here.
Dieter. Wow. We took a Dieter.
Yeah. A Dieter.
I don't know where we were going with that, but
I don't really.
But I let's all make a deal right here between the three of us.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow between 7 and 8 a.m., we do not mention this.
Black Peter. Okay.
Okay. We'll stay away from that. And
can we talk
the
about
the thieving Egyptians?
Isn't there a Swedish tradition where they build a giant paper goat in a park? This is no joke.
Oh.
And then about every other year, it manages to get vandalized and lit on fire.
Is that the midsummer thing?
No, this is a Christmas thing.
Oh, that's a Christmas. Yeah. Wow.
Christmas goat fire.
Goat fire.
So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's rock and roll right there. That's heavy metal.
Is that rock and roll to
it
me?
It is.
Okay, so we also have a Mojang Threadless T-Shirt Contest. Threadless and Mojang have teamed up to host an epic contest. Design a T-shirt inspired by Minecraft and win big prizes. Three winners will not only have their designs released at Minecon in November and sold at Threadless.com in January, but each winner will also receive $3,000 cash, a $500 Threadless gift certificate, and an all-expense-paid trip to Minecon. Entrants have until 11:59 Central PM on Friday, September 28th, to submit their entry. Head on over to the Threadless Loves Minecraft contest page for full rules and to enter. So go do
that.
And we actually have Lego Lad actually made a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And he said if he wins, pretty sure he's going to be a close winner, if not first or second. He said he would donate the prize to us. So all we need is three good shirt, and we can submit them and win. Yeah.
What did his shirt say? I forget.
Was it the one that said it's not Sunday without the shaft? Was that one of them?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Like the shaft.
Something about touch the shaft this way or something like that.
Yeah, this way to the shaft or something.
Yeah, this way to the shaft. Yeah. It was a cobblestone shirt.
And it was all like cobblestone with like a wooden sign that just had words on it.
Yeah.
I would wear the shirt. I think the contest is kind of cool. It's just crowdsourcing. You know, it's to give them some more, you know, some designs to sell, right?
Yeah.
But the question is, who's buying all these shirts? Let's go around the room. Who here owns a Minecraft T-shirt?
I own two, and my kids each have one.
Okay. Wes?
I do not.
I do not either. One out of three people. Josh?
Nope.
One out of four people. Chat room? Does anybody own it? Oh, now, I've seen people wear these.
Yeah.
Like, how many like people YouTube? That play on
Minecraft? I mean, Bebop has a lot. Shirts.
Yeah, well, I mean... You know.
How many people at Minecon had one?
I see I see kids walking down my street. With wearing Minecraft T-shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen one in town. I have many Minecraft shirts. Okay. Then I guess we're the minority. Us three, we need to get some Minecraft shirts.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have four. I mean, two are my kids, but still.
I mean, I do have the foam pickaxe. I have a couple of Minecraft things. Of course, most of the things are things that I either made myself or people made and sent to us.
Yeah.
Custom things. But anyway, just a thought.
Yeah.
I was thoughting.
You know what else you can thought about now? The Snapshot 12W37A, the Minecon excitement certainly didn't stop Mojang from pushing another Snapshot out the door to fend for itself. And there was a sneaky addition, courtesy of Dinnerbone. The Wither is more dangerous than before. Now, upon spawning, it creates an explosion around itself.
Uh-oh.
There's a new customization GUI for the Super Flat World creation option, including seven presets such as Waterworld, Snowy Kingdom, and Tunneler's Delight.
Has anybody seen any of that?
The Wither and stuff?
No, the new super flat stuff.
Oh,
no.
Did anybody poke around with it in the snapshots this week?
No. I was so busy with the Iron Golem that this is the one snapshot that I really didn't look at all week. And I usually at least watch Paul Soar's video or somebody's video, but now this is kind of all new to me.
Mm. I'm just interested in hearing what that's all about.
Yeah. Well, I know that Slime's took it kind of harshly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they used to be the king of the flatlands, and now they're nothing.
Now they're not.
Yeah.
Yay.
They deserve it.
Well, also
with
the evil...
their ploppy ploppiness.
Yeah. And also the evil mobs are now a little less more fearless in hard mode. They'll risk taking fall damage to reach the player, provided it's not deadly to themselves. Mm. So look up. Look up and look out. And the addition that Astragali hinted at from Dinnerbone, well, he snuck in a feature where you can customize the disembodied heads, kind of like mob disguise by tweaking the data for the heads. It's described in Dinnerbone's Reddit post that we'll link to. You can make them look like Minecrafters.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. There's a little picture here.
Yeah.
And then we'll link to it in the, we'll link to this Reddit post in the...
I don't see my face in there. I'm not sure.
I see mine. I'm on the top.
Is that you?
Three.
Is that you?
No,
I think it's a lumberjack.
It's very close. I think
is that Lewis?
They were trying to be me, but they got a few pixels wrong.
No, I think that's Lewis.
Yeah, it might be Lewis. Well, I don't see Simon, though.
Simon's in the bottom right.
Oh, he is down there.
Yeah, he's down there.
And there's Pink pink head with two black dots. I like that guy.
and there's a generic B right next to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I see generic B.
Generic yeah. B? Oh, yeah. And is that Cap Sparkles, the guy with the wide mustache kind of under the pink guy with the two black dots?
I don't know if that is or not. I can't tell.
Anyway, so...
Okay, so we also have Minecraft Xbox Live 1.82, right? Isn't that awesome?
1.82. Oh, XBLA, yeah.
4J Studios has had to do a little damage control this week as rumors flew about the supposed impending release of the 1.82 adventure update of Minecraft Xbox XBLA edition. In response to the widespread rumors, 4J tweeted, "Please ignore rumors you're hearing about release dates. We've still got work to do. We'll let you know when it goes into MS cert test. Also, the devs have been considering an extra patch between beta 1.82 and release 1.23 to reduce the length of time that Xbox 360 players have to wait for updates. 4J didn't state what features might be included in the possible patch, but I have some info. Okay. I know what's going to be in it.
Info.
It's going to be a way to view Netflix in-game. So right now, I promise you, if you get Netflix, you will be able to see it on your Xbox. So you should go to Netflix.com/DeadWorkersParty. Sign up immediately. If enough of you do it between now and next week, we're going to go to MineCon. Now, that's like... 1,000 of you.
Yes,
but
if 1,000 of you do it, we will all be able to go to MineCon.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be nifty?
And there is some good things on there. You know what I started watching Netflix this week? Huh. Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, it's a show about basically a curse gets levied against the storybook.
Oh, that's the CBS where they're all like cosplayed up. They're all dressed up like... fairies and princesses.
No,
and stuff.
It's basically no.
Is that saying horrible costumes for like a show? They're like they're cosplayed. I mean, they didn't actually make costumes.
But what it is it's like all the fairy tale characters have been cursed and they end up in a town.
Okay,
and they don't know they're from the storybook world. And basically,
so hilarity ensues.
No.
This is the drama. Like, this was a new series that started like last year.
Yeah, okay, last year, and it's good.
Did it get canceled?
I have seen that there are two seasons of it. Okay. I do not know if both of them are currently on Netflix, but I do not know if it has been canceled.
It really looked like a really interesting.
It's cool, and it's got what's her name from House, the blonde that was on at the beginning of the show that married Chase. I can't remember her real name, but
I don't remember. But she's Sally.
She's the main character, and it's well worth. Just watch the first episode of it.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
No, okay. Just watch the first episode of Once Upon a Time. If you like it, you know, keep going.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's cool. So. And watch some Nova science documentaries. I love those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't we all?
Feed your head. Anyway.
You can feed my head.
Yeah.
Something.
Head
feeders. Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
.com. Oh, and we have a special little thing here. And I'll go ahead and play it. Yeah. I'm playing it right now. You better hold on to something because I'm playing it.
In a world where people listen to a podcast called The Shaft, they accept and then play back their listener contributions.
Nice.
Listener contribution. I almost thought that was Johnny Napalm for a second there.
Yeah, and that was same that was voice. By Epos. Epos Vox? Epos Vox.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay, so the first one is from Vitrifier.
Vitrifier.
And he says, "Hi, Shaftonauts." I like that. Shaftonauts. I recently subscribed to the DWP on YouTube, and I was overwhelmed by the amount of Let's Plays and adventures and all the stuff on your channel. Is there any series that I think you I should start with to get into it?
Gloria 2.
our newest one,
the sequel. Like, shouldn't I watch Gloria 1?
Gloria 1 is good. Father,
Yeah, father. I always kind of go back and tell people Karrasth when they ask me, because I feel Karrasth, like Karrasth was very epic, very solid, really good.
Grandma's birthday.
Grandma's birthday. A little slapstick.
Ooh. Mars Mission.
Mars Mission was our first adventure, and it's still one of our favorite maps. I mean, it was so much fun. Still waiting on Jupiter there, Ron.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. Just go down the side and pick one. There aren't any that I'm not proud
World
of.
World Burns.
There are none that I think are bad.
That need
even
to be deleted.
Grandma's birthday, which is dorky as all get out, is hilarious.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Yeah. If anything, watch the last episode. Watch the last 5 minutes of the last episode. If that's all you're going to watch, do that much.
Okay, so we also have here from the Elemento Steve.
That's a good name.
I will be attending a business conference in Huntsville in a couple of weeks, and I was wondering if you guys ever do tours of the studio.
Sure.
We do, but it's super expensive. It's about 3 plane tickets to Paris.
To Paris. That's about what it costs, huh?
It's usually what it is. But we'll give you a discount.
Yeah.
For 3 tickets to Paris. No, we'll give you. We'll just cut that out. We'll walk you around for free. Yeah, just let us know if it's.
I mean, if you're down here on a Sunday, you can come and watch the show.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we have plenty of people that have done that before, and it's fun.
And we offer drinks and snacks. If there's any left in there in the other room, we'll bring them in here and give them to you unless you have them for free.
Yeah. And if you're old enough, we have some Kraken over there. Kraken. We have some wine.
Yeah. And if you're stupid enough, we have some crack over here.
Yes.
That's what I thought you said. I was like, oh.
No, Kraken. It's some rum. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
No,
we'll
don't.
Early morning. Early morning tomorrow.
Early morning.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
That's a good idea.
If you're here during the week, just tweet us. I mean, Eric and I right now are moderately free during the daytime, and we would be happy to come down here and show you around the studio and say hello and give you a dead worker's pin and, you know, say, hey, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so this next one here is from Griffos, who wants to know, because he went to donate to the show and realized that you limit donation readings to 5 an episode. And decided as a teenager who works for $10 a week as a paperboy, I will donate to the Notch episode. However, with only 5 donations per show being read out, I was wondering whether you could extend the number for episode 100.
Oh, okay.
And this is kind of something new that we put on the readings. And really, it was kind of just in case we start getting like 20 a show. You know, like if we get a lot, it's kind of hard to read out 20. Like people are going to stop listening to the show.
Yeah.
Because we read out too many.
Yeah.
So we just kind of wanted to put a stipulation in there. And the Notch episode, honestly, we were kind of worried about that one as being one that we would get a lot more sponsors.
But, I mean, what we could do is we could space them out, too. I mean, we could read them during different segments of the show as well. Yeah. But, regardless, like Astrogali pointed out, we just read 6 this week.
Yeah.
This is not a hard-coded thing. So feel free to donate. We you know, you're helping the show, you're helping us.
We just don't want the content to suffer. And also, episode 100 is going to be a long episode, right?
Possibly.
I mean, I'm thinking it possibly might, too. So, if it is, then, you know, maybe we could put some more in there. So, you know, I don't really know what to say.
Send it in.
I would just say, how about that? How about no limit for 100? Let's see what you can do. Bring it on, and we'll take it. I'm not saying every episode. I'm just saying 100. 100 is going to be different in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
So we're going with it, and it's going to be a fun celebration, and we appreciate it.
Well, and as listeners,
sponsors.
Maybe that's something we'd say. Would you be upset with a ton of sponsors in a show?
Yeah.
I'm not even worried about it. We just do it till we are happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're more worried about us talking about it than they are hearing the actual sponsors.
Okay, so we'll move on because Eric hates talking about it.
And this is from Smaka.
Smaka.
He says, hey guys, love the show. I'm thinking of starting up a Let's Play, but I'm only 11, and I'm worried that I will get teased because kids' voices sound really light over the microphones. Mm. Most videos with kids don't get any likes, and I'm wondering if I should wait till I'm older, not do it at all, or go for it anyway. Well, I'm going to say three things. Number one, if you really want to, modulate your voice. Get a voice modulator. Deepen it up. You can do it. Number two, if you're worried about people not liking your videos, I don't ever recommend putting them on YouTube. You will get horrendous negative comments no matter who you are. We even get them, and I think our videos are pretty fine. And the third thing is, at only 11, please work with your parents about putting stuff like that out.
That's true.
Don't start publishing work on the internet without your parents being involved and knowing how much you're exposing yourself.
Yeah, don't expose yourself on the internet too at 11. That's a little too early, I think.
So
right. I'm not sure what Wes was getting into.
But other than that, you don't do a Let's Play because you're worried about criticism. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just do what is fun, and if people like it, they like it, and keep doing it. And if they don't, they don't. And you either keep doing it because you want to do it, or you quit because you don't. You want an audience. But yeah. But yeah, modulate your voice. Don't tell your friends who you are. Just see what happens.
Modulate. What do you think, Josh? What's your advice?
I'm 100% with you. I mean, you do the videos because you want to do them and you think it's going to be fun to create something and hopefully you can build a community up. But if you're already going in looking for a magic number or a magic set of comments, then you're pretty much already shooting yourself in the foot. You got to do it because that's what you want to do and then go from there and let things happen. You can't create the community just off of your wishes. It's going to happen based off of your content. And, you know, I don't think I would go with the modulator. You know, have fun with it and be you is more my style. But I can hear the concern. I also don't always sound like I'm an 11-year-old. So I can see what he's saying.
He sounds at least 12.
Yeah, sound at least 12, man.
Not a day over.
But no, the parents one is huge. I thought YouTube had a 13 or older requirement without approval anyway. So you just want to double check on that. It would be really bad if he was successful, built this great community, and then some troll was able to point out and say, hey, he's only 11, and YouTube was forced to pull it. That would be the worst. So make sure you're following all the rules so that when you are successful, you don't get caught up with some troll out there, because they're always out there.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's true.
Trolls be trolling. That's from the chat room.
They'd be trolling.
That's
troll.
Well, that's excellent advice.
Troll. Troll.
Troll.
Sorry, I'm channeling my boxy.
Troll.
Yeah.
Troll.
Push the button.
Excavation station.
Oh, the crickets got some love in that one. All right. Here we are.
So before we read these,
all right,
let's ask our guest, Josh, are there any things that you've ever just want? Because, you know, we're talking to Notch tomorrow.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
I don't want to point that out all the time, but we do have some pull here. I was just wondering, are there any items that you've ever wanted to see in the game?
Yeah. So the three kind of ideas, and actually I think all of them are coming in one way or another with the weekly release. I want to see more farming, and so I know we're getting carrots and was it potatoes?
Yeah.
I mean, I was joking when you were all talking about granola or beginning of the show. I love farming is like my favorite part of Minecraft.
Really?
Wow.
I love building these mega farms, and then I just start a server over and start all over. I have an issue.
Yeah, you're gonna have to come to my server soon.
The more crops we can build, the more animals that we could throw in pens and just breed. I love doing that. So more farming. It's already coming. I'm stoked. The actually, one of the ones that we'll get to in a little bit here, I don't want to steal his thunder, is already in the build. And that's the teleporting thing. You can already do that with command blocks. And so I am stoked for that to basically build. I'm going to build a Stargate system on my server. And you'll just be able to stand in the Stargate and it will just zap you off to different coordinates.
Nice.
And you can do that with command blocks. And so once those are, you know, in vanilla, good to go.
Very cool.
The one thing I really want to see, and I think it'll be good for adventure maps, the idea of it now exists with those beacon lights, are these AOE effects coming from blocks. But I want to see some like negative ones for traps or for like events. Imagine like you're going down a hallway and an AOE effect goes off, a slow effect. And so instead of speeding you up, you're slowed down. And then all of a sudden you have skeletons spawning all over the place around you. And you just need to run.
Very nice.
Yeah, some of that stuff. Those are the three I really want at this point. And I'm stoked because the ideas of them are all coming in the next update.
I like the debuff thing. That's really cool.
Interesting. All right, then. Ding.
Ding.
I can't believe you like farming so much.
I love farming.
I mean, I don't hate farming. It's just I've never really heard any love for farming.
Farmer Josh.
Farmer you want Josh. Something new? I want fish farming. I want to be able to like set up an actual like fishery.
Oh. Fishery?
We don't have aquatic farming yet. I want to do that.
Nice. Can I have bears be the natural enemy of the aquatic farm?
Yes.
Eating all your fish.
I like it. That'll work.
Yeah, that makes
poachers.
Sense. Poachers
come in and try to.
Oh yeah, maybe if your fish farm gets too big, the villagers start coming over and fishing your fish
with
farm.
Nets.
Yeah,
and dynamite.
Yeah,
TNT blocks. They throw in the water and all the fish come to the surface.
And like super rare strains of like weird viruses.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, now we're turning into like DayZ slowly. Yeah. Here.
Like bio warfare. Okay, so let's get into some that we got from various folks, like you. We got one here from Tobachnik. He was saying, adding a redstone glow to tools. Right?
Yeah. Oops.
Okay, combine redstone with a tool to cause that tool to glow with a redstone torch brightness. Oh, what?
So you can make glowing weapons. I mean, glowing
basically
tools.
Wants to cheat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, so while it's in hand, yeah. Okay. So we've heard this. It would make it would make caving easier to if you run out of torches. Correct.
I don't know. I think the best thing I've heard for what he's really wanting is the hat, like a miner's hat.
Yeah. Or just something, a flashlight, just hold a torch in general.
Well, but you can't really mine something with a torch in your hand, right?
Oh, right.
I mean, I know that's going a little too realistic, maybe.
You'd have to do a left hand. He's like, torch in left hand, axe in right hand. But, you know, there's not two-handed things going on yet in Minecraft. Not without the, you know, mods or whatever, but...
I'll show you two hands.
Or, like, maybe you could put, like, a torch between your legs.
Okay,
is this becoming a euphemism? Is that what's going on here?
Like mining. Hey, Eric, you want to do some mining?
No, I didn't mean it like it's gross. Like, you know, if you're sitting in a car.
That's a nice torch you got between your legs.
And you don't have, like, a place to put your drink. You put it between your legs, right?
I see.
Yeah.
Do dogs get a little redstone tip?
redstone. All
right, let's just go to the next one. How about that? Does this get a ding or what? Does it get a eh?
No, we don't.
It gets one of those.
So exonerate here, which we need to do with Eric later after they have him show on the... Anyway, single biome worlds. I think there should be an option, just like how you can choose to play a normal world or a super flat one to create a world of just one biome. For example, a desert map. Do we need examples? Like, we know what biomes are.
Yeah.
So, this would be nice for people who want to experience one biome solidly in their world.
Okay.
Maybe you could pick, like, large biomes, and I start in my biome. You know, like, I want to start in a snow area. I mean, it seems to me, like, a world of one biome would be really boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where would you get your cats? You know.
Cats.
I don't know. I don't like it. Me no likey.
Yeah.
I say no.
Like, I don't really... Okay, I have a problem with it, but I'm kind of on the same, like, I work on something else.
Yeah.
And I hate to ever, like, take a suggestion that you get from this and just put resources towards something else, because it just seems like, what's the point? I can understand at some point in my life, maybe I just wanted a desert biome to do Egypt.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get an edit program or friends over.
Yeah, friends to lay down.
That'll
sand.
All be less time than having a whole team coded into the system.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe like one day, right, after they've pretty much done everything else. Like, we did a review for a mod that does this exact thing called more map. Wait, what was it?
More biome. I have
types,
no clue.
Or more
but
map biome. Types.
If there's a mod, then he's all good. Don't ever program it. It's done for you.
Yeah, it does that thing, so. More map types. That's what the mod's called.
Okay, so this next one here, set home and set spawn in SSP. This was submitted by Anime Luva 3. Who goes on to say, I think set home or set spawn would be cool because we already have single player commands. What do you think? Isn't that what a bed's for?
Yeah.
But set spawn would be amazing.
Yeah, but it would be good because you could use the command block for that.
Right. Yeah, you know? Just build it in right that.
So you could just say set home or set spawn.
So you could put a block down to make a command to set home there where that block is.
Even better, you can set it to any coordinate you want to. Just say set spawn space and then three coordinates, and then have a button or anything trigger that command. So if you're in a map and you fall down, you could have it automatically set a new spawn, like a falling map, like library or something like that.
The one thing I don't like about this is it seems to. I mean, teleportation and SSP, I mean, that seems like it's removing all the meat. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking about adventure maps. I don't know, like, if you'd want any of this stuff if you're out there just mining and building legit. Yeah.
Well,
you know?
This is, but in all that, I don't know, like, to me and all that stuff, it's like, it's already kind of set, bless you, with, like, the beds and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's your block, like...
Your home is, but you know, if you're running a server and you're having new people come on for that first time, sometimes you know you find some amazing place where you want to build your spawn city, but it's 10,000 miles away from the actual map spawn.
Yeah.
But someone in chat saying Happy Pair in chat says the slash set spawn point will actually do that already. And so if that's already in vanilla, then it's already done because the beds take care of the set home.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't even know what.
Yeah.
You bit them both.
So
the next one is from Mr. Nightmare with a K. Knight.
It just seemed like Mr. Nightmare.
And he wants to enchant utility blocks. If we can enchant tools, weapons, I think we should be able to enchant utility blocks like furnaces, workbenches, so they give a chance to double smelt and craft. I don't mind the idea of enchanted utility blocks. I mean, if randomly you got an extra stone pick when you built one, you know? Oh, I got two.
Okay. I think I would rather see an extra space where you could put a potion. So this is another reason to maybe have a potion of giving you a better chance to make some. So you could kind of pick where and choose where you wanted the bonus to apply.
Yeah.
Like instead of it just being random, maybe. Or maybe it slowly drains the potion or something. I don't know. To me, it's those blocks are kind of blocks that, like, once you set, it seems weird picking them up and then enchanting them and then putting them back. It seems like it almost needs to be something that you do once it's placed. I don't know I feel that way.
How about like how Blizzard does it, like socketed items, right? And you put gems in it. Maybe not gems into sockets, but an item into a slot that can't be removed without some sort of, maybe just it can never be removed because, like, just build a new furnace if you want to remove it, right?
Right.
So it's like a one-time enchant. I would rather see that, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe that's the other thing. It's like instead of it just make a furnace of whatever by adding that whatever in there.
Yeah, it sure does kind of complicate the game too, doesn't it? Like, I don't know.
What about, you know, the experience vials? What if you could craft them? It takes away from your experience, and then you add that vial to any recipe, and then maybe you get double. It's a gamble.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you still have a normal furnace. You still need a slot to put it for the furnaces, but you still have a normal workbench. But you throw in one of these vials, which just took your experience away from you, and maybe you get double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is like a percent, some sort of chance.
It seems a little unnecessary. Like it,
yeah.
It seems like it would be a pointless addition, but it might be a cool mechanic to confuse people even further with no documentation about how to play the game.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
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 So Devin P wants waygates. I think there should be big old teleporting structures. You build a frame, put an obsidian block on top, then go somewhere else and build another one. Step inside and poof. They also made a video, apparently.
Yeah.
It's only 24 seconds long.
I kind of like it. I mean, it might need to be something that's, you know, again, teleporting an SSP seems kind of jerky.
Jerky.
But.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like,
I mean, there's always, you know, you teleport to the Nether, but that's like going to a different world, and then you can put a teleport there, and it's almost like a teleport, right? If
yeah.
You, mm-hmm. If you can figure out the math right, you mm-hmm. can build these portals where you want, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of already there in a very difficult way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And then you've got minecart, so I don't know if maybe extra is necessary.
Okay.
Maybe there's a chance for a teleporter malfunction periodically. And they'll just
and you turn into a duck.
And
so okay. And you're just like somewhere.
So drops you in the sky.
Yeah.
So the video, he goes into
over
this
Tenaris
thing and he hits a button and then he gets teleported. So basically, I mean, you can do this right now, legit. So what's the problem?
Wait, what do you mean you can do it legit?
With a command block. You just type in there, you know, yeah. Teleport closest player,
yeah.
To, you know, whatever, and then hit a button, and it makes it happen.
So there you have it. Because you listen to the Shaft, waypoints, your waypoint system will soon be in the whole game.
Right, and maybe this person didn't know about the snapshot, and that is in a snapshot. So command block isn't quite legit yet. So it's, you know, and it still may change.
It's not craftable at this point. So, I mean, you're looking at server admins or ops to put yeah. them down. So it's not going to be, like, everywhere.
Yeah. That's my favorite block so far to date. It's so good. Good stuff.
Okay. I'm still going with the pickaxe.
The pickaxe?
My favorite block.
Oh, the pickaxe?
It's not a block, diamond but that's pickaxe.
Good. Diamond pickaxe block?
Yeah.
Like it.
What's that?
What is it? It's a rainbow.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Intense.
I'm trying to segue all the segues.
Yeah. And doing an exception. Awesome yep. job. So the first thing we have here is the Painterly Pack Customizer that we talked about during Brent's journey.
So we'll link to that.
And you will see it in the show notes. Now, this second one here, this is called A Gift for the Shaft.
And did we not cover this ever?
We never did.
No, we suck.
Okay, so this is sent to us by Koopo. Koopo and Feather.
Yay.
They created this really cool build, and they gave it to us back in episode 79 when we had Koopo as a guest, but we never loaded it up. And I think partly because we didn't really know what to do with the schematic, and another thing is because we just frankly forgot or something. Anyway, so this is great that she actually made a video, and so I'm going to play a little bit for the YouTube audience, but it basically has us as beavers. Like beavers, like yeah. We're busy beavers. And it's a really crazy build. She always has all this detail and all this stuff, and it's
yeah. We really kind of suck. Like we'll do a show, and like all during the show, we'll say, "Yeah, we're gonna do this and do that, and do that." As soon as the show's done, we forget any of that.
Yeah,
any of that. Yeah. So sorry, Josh. If we promise you something, out it went out the ear. It went
I tripped
out.
The Minecon.
And we don't mean to. Yeah, no, we got Lethal Drive working on that.
Good.
Yeah. We remember conventions, though. We'll remember those.
This build is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty
incredible.
Yeah, they
do incredible stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why we suck even more.
Yeah. And so that has been sitting there for months on our desktop, in fact. I looked over here and I see it. It's a dot schematic right here. So thank you, Koopo.
Well, she showed us the video like over Twitter a while ago. And
really,
yeah, and
this was posted on the end of August, so this is like a 2 weeks old.
Yeah, but she posted something else about this earlier. I think this might be the second posting of this. I could be wrong.
Okay,
either that, or I'm just imagining something.
That may be about right. I mean, it wasn't too long ago, a month ago or so, that I remember she posted a link and basically said, hey, this is that gift we made y'all that y'all didn't look at, you losers.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Much nicer, because she's really nice. So she wouldn't have said that. But I get the context and I understand. We are losers and we're sorry.
Oh, well. So what's up next?
So next we've got that pick, and we talked about it earlier, Dinnerbone's Shrunken Heads, and it's a snapshot of the customizable heads you can see in the new snapshot, and that'll be in the show notes.
Excellent.
Ooh, and I'm excited about this next one. We should try it.
Me too. Did anybody catch Dinnerbone playing on Twitch the other day?
Dinnerbone was playing on Twitch?
He was playing it. He was streaming this.
No.
And I'm going to play this for the YouTube. Go ahead and read what this is, Wes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Dust Bowl.
Entries everywhere.
So this basically, Hypixel and Seth Bling put out a recreation of the TF2 Dust Bowl map that requires no mods as long as you're using the latest snapshot. And there are 8 classes, and you can change your class, and there's player respawn and respawning food and health. And evidently Notch was so impressed with this, he called Seth Bling a golden genius.
Golden genius.
Because Notch likes TF2.
Yeah.
And so now
and this is done with the command block.
Yeah.
And Seth Bling has a video on how to do this. So it's, and also you can download this and play it yourself.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's an awesome recreation too. Hypixel helped build this thing, and it's just like really amazing.
Oh, and the redstone is unbelievable. There's cutaways to the redstone, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, whoa. But evidently, you know, all the classes are there. I don't know. Pretty trippy.
Yeah. That's weird. You don't even get how it works.
Oh, actually, there's only 8 classes.
I assume a bunch of enchantments and stuff.
There's only 8 classes.
A lot of enchantments and, like, spawning of items that you need. Like, once you're a different class, it's you get all these items that you know, that you need. And they're all shot out of a dispenser or whatever. But also enchantments, for speed and for whatever, for, like, the scout, you know, for the heavy.
Do you play TF2, by the way, Josh?
I'm going to lose all of my gaming credit. I've actually never opened it up.
You need to.
I have it. I bought it when it still cost money, and I've never opened it up.
You should. It's a great game. We played some this week, actually.
Yeah.
We played some Man versus Machine.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, some of us played it. Some of us just...
I played some.
Your internet wasn't liking you.
Then my internet.
I've been living in Guild Wars. I need to. And Baldur's Gate's coming. There's too many games. Too many games.
Well, Guild Wars has eaten my life too. Every time I sit down, it's like, what do I want to play? Oh, there's Guild Wars.
September 25th,
you
though.
Sexy
it's
vixen,
all over.
You.
It's all over September 25th, baby.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. Pandas. Oh,
pandas. Whoa. I am less interested in pandas. Pandas.
You know me. I've been playing. I've been subscribed. I've never even dropped my subscription to Warcraft in the whole time it's been out.
Dang.
Wow.
And I am more interested in
Guild Wars 2
than I am in Warcraft.
Wow.
I said that with a lot of games.
I'm not going back to WoW.
That's why I'm not touching Guild Wars 2, because I might be that same way, and I don't want to.
Well, and like Warhammer was that way. I loved Warhammer when it first came out, but, you know.
Give it a month
ruined
or two.
Me.
Yeah.
Conan ruined me.
Conan. The awesome
Star
MMO.
Wars one ruined me.
Yeah.
They're all ruiners of me.
Because you can only put your faith into something so much, and you put so much effort and so much like hope into a game, and then you play it and you're let down, and it's like, how many more times can I put myself through that?
Well, and until something like comes out and so dramatically changes the face of MMOs, I'm like, it's got everything I need, and they're going to steal all the good things from all the other MMOs as they come out. I mean, that's just how they work. And how much money have I already put into this damn game?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 7 years, 8 years of playing it.
2004 was it?
Of $15 to $30 a month, because I have 2 accounts and now that my son plays. How many? I've bought some pets. I bought cards. The cards.
Yeah,
that came
the
out.
Cards. Yeah. Exactly.
I bought cards just to get pets when I quit playing the card game. Just hopefully I'd get some. I have every collector's edition to date on one account.
I feel like Josh is there with you.
I have stuffed ant plushies for my kids. Murlocs.
He didn't get that far.
We have one right there.
Yes, Grant went that
far. There's a stupid plush Murloc right there that I was going to give my daughter, but my nephew already had it, so we made the decision not to because they all have a different one.
Yeah.
Okay, and she found hers, finally.
And don't forget BlizzCon.
BlizzCon.
That's awesome. That was fun. But yeah, pandas.
So, but anyway, yeah. And basically, I do the same thing. I hate Warcraft for like a year of the expansion, but for that 1 year where everybody's back in and doing the dungeons until I get to the cap, I'm having fun.
And I'm going to enjoy Warcraft again. I just am. I'm more excited about Guild Wars right now.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I like the crafting. It's a beautiful world.
Yeah. And it levels you down when you go to lobby areas, which is cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
So. And yeah, I mean, and if seriously, if it wasn't how much ever money, I would probably play it too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah.
I anyway, so.
That was our little MMO stint there.
Yeah.
But anyway, TF2 and Minecraft by Hypixel and Seth Bling.
I want to play this.
Check
more.
It out. We got to play this. We got to play it maybe tomorrow after we hang out with Notch for a little bit, you know, a little smooth.
I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah. I hear you typing. It sounds legitimate. So.
That looks like the right URL.
Yeah.
Good job, Seth
what
Bling.
Is this?
Also,
VCMZ, all this in the show notes. What is this?
Wait, what happened? Somebody banged their head. Oh, that was you typing. That was him downloading Team Fortress 2.
Apparently, he was trying to download
your modem
to
in
our
a typewriter.
Notes.
Is that how that works for you?
Yes,
a modem.
Okay.
ATDT.
And we got to at least play this before we talk to Seth Bling on episode 101.
Yes, we do need to. That's true. So, our next one is a mod. This is the Super Mario mod.
Woohoo!
And it requires Minecraft Forge, which I'm unfamiliar with.
Woohoo!
But evidently, Jim Boom 7 has been busy putting together a mod which brings together Super Mario and Minecraft, and it's got blocks, items, and mobs related to the classic Nintendo game. So, awesome. You should check it out.
Yeah.
You know what else that everybody should check out, including us?
What?
Is... Alucard,
Alucard,
which is what backwards?
Dracula.
Yeah,
and this is a new custom map coming out by Blame the Controller. There's a trailer that we will link to in the show notes.
And guess who worked on the trailer?
BTC, because he's internet famous.
And me, I did the sound design for it. I did the. Made the creepy voice, or made the dude do a creepy voice and did some sound effects and some sound. So I'm going to be working with Blame to do a lot of his cinematics and things in Kingdom of the Sky 3. So this was a nice little warm-up. And the map, he's saying, is supposed to be like the hardest map ever created, like really super-duper difficult.
So right down our alley.
So it's supposed to be like super hard, but...
He basically said, Vex, you think you make hard stuff? Play this.
Yeah. Well, one of the cool things he says in here, now this requires the newest snapshot so that you can use the command block. Command block's all the rage, right? So one thing is you have to keep this at night at all the time. So if it goes day, then I haven't played it yet, so something bad happens, but you basically have to climb up somewhere and hit this switch and make it nighttime.
Why doesn't he just put a command block on a clock?
On a timer? Because it's part of the challenge. I think it's part... Because
you're
it's
Dracula.
You
have to keep it dark.
Yeah. It's one of the mechanics, but it's a beautiful looking map, and it's...
Awesome.
You know, Blame the Controller. He makes awesome maps, so...
He does.
So, yeah.
We're going to die a lot.
We're going to die over and over, yeah.
Yep. And we won't solve the things.
But what we
Brent
can do
cheat.
While we're dead is we
Brent
can
will cheat.
We can listen
and then I will
to
edit
our,
it out.
But while we're cheating or dead, we can all listen to our books on Audible.
That we can.
Which,
yes.
If you want to listen to books on Audible while you mine, you should go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and pick up a free month trial with a free book, and you get free interviews, and you get free newspapers, and you get free behind the scenes,
and you get a free portrait.
So If you don't think that's worth it, then I don't know you.
Yeah.
So go right now to audibletrial.com/the shaft. Once again, that is audibletrial.com/the shaft, where you too can make your ears have orgasms.
Whoa.
Wow.
That sounds like a new DWP bumper for the end of the show.
I think I'm going to get a call from Audible next week. Just,
oh, maybe that's Audible now.
Wow.
Hello?
Put it in the closet.
Who is it?
Housekeeping!
Put it in the closet, Eric.
Okay. All right. It's in there. Hi.
Housekeeping!
Can you give us some private time? We have a sheep in here. I don't know what's going on.
Lint for pillow.
Nice.
Lint.
Like that.
Is this That's Easter or something? I'm not.
Okay. Lint.
So confused.
So
no more of that sauce.
And we've got a note here, and I never really thought about it. I thought we've mentioned before how we're going to be dealing with Notch. But for those who are excited about next week's episode, there we do need to point something out. Notch will not be live with us during the show,
or he may be. So you should show up.
But we are going to be interviewing him this week, and then we will be playing the interview on 100. And if he wants to show up, he can.
And he may. So you should probably tune in.
Yeah.
But there'll be stuff. Okay, so like we're just going to interview him on Monday. We're not going to do the whole show, ad sponsors, blah, blah, blah. Well, Notch is there. He's a busy man, and we're lucky to be able to talk to him. For the time we're getting to. So we want to get as much questions in during that time and not fill it with our babble.
Right. Yeah, so exactly. Much. And our babble will come later because we'll start off a show and then say, okay, and now we're going to talk to Notch. Insert pre-recorded material here. And then we'll sit here and we'll stream it out and we'll sit here and watch it and we'll hang out and talk to you guys in the chat room. And then when that's over, we'll come back to live, right? And then we'll finish the show, and then that'll be done. And that was why earlier I said, I think this is going to be a long episode, because if we're inserting an hour and we're talking and stuff.
Well, I think we'll probably insert more of like, because we'll have to call him, talk to him, get things ready, and then start the interview. But we're going to, like, we're still going to, like, ask him about some excavation station things, some sightings, some news things.
Oh, maybe we can clip that.
And we'll
put
clip
it
those
in?
Out and put them in each section like he's kind of a guest host and still here.
Yeah.
It'll just be awkward if we think of questions later and he's silent again.
Yeah. That's true. No.
He's so quiet and mysterious.
It's a Swedish thing. Definitely sexy. So that's how it's going to roll, because that's how we roll.
Yeah.
And that's how Notch rolls.
Notch rolls.
And dinner rolls.
So if you want to be, if you want to have a sponsor message.
And pecan rolls.
For episode 100.
And rolls. Rolls.
Then rolls. Go on over to theshaftpodcast.com.
And internet to rolls.
And
sushi rolls?
Tootsie rolls. Good.
Tootsie rolls. Cotton candy sweet and low. Let me see that Tootsie
Y'all just
roll.
Got him off course.
Swiss cake rolls.
He was about to tell people how they can give us money and get them off topic.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go back and shaftpodcast.com, theshaftpodcast.com, and click on sponsors, and that's how you can sponsor
Or
sign up for one of our free things, Netflix or Audible, that helps the show.
Yes.
Sign up for a server with Lethal Drive.
And you may not know this.
They don't do anything for us.
You may not know this, but if you click on the merchandise button off on the shoutpodcast.com site, we actually have stuff there for sale. We have lots of music. We have lots of t-shirts and things. It's weird. It's a little known fact.
Brent went crazy on Cafe Press and put the Shaft logo on everything offered in the entire store.
So, and it's not even...
You've got options, people.
You got Redbubble, you got Spreadshirt, you got Cafe Press, whoever you like, go to the, we got you covered. Also, we got plenty of music for sale, too. That's our money-grubbing plug right there. Other than that, it's going to be awesome. 100 episodes?
100.
100.
Congrats, guys. That's awesome.
It's crazy. Well,
thank you. Speaking of grats, let's remind people how they can find you,
Josh.
Awesome. Yeah, check me out on twitch.tv/joshsdh, youtube.com/joshsdh, or twitter.com/joshsdh.
And I gotta tell you, Josh, of all the people in the pack, I feel like you are some of the most animated. You and Wolf probably are the most animated people while you're streaming. I'm very impressed with
what you do.
And I feel incredibly self-conscious because I am just stoic and quiet and feel like I'm babbling to a camera, and you seem to have this natural demeanor while you stream, and that impresses me.
Well, thank you very much. I like to have a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's fun people watching.
Yeah.
And Wes touches himself a lot when he streams. It's really odd and awkward.
Yeah. How do you think I stay animated?
We're on Skype call. Super.
No one can see if you're wearing pants.
Amazing.
All right.
So, yeah. That was a good show. We should do this again. And are we just going
to
listen?
We're just dancing to the music now.
Yeah. Are we just listening to the outro music take us out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cha-cha. Jazz hands.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that likes to say yes.